In celebration of the 250th anniversary of our country, local members of the National Society, Daughters of the American Revolution, will bring some insight into the life of the patriots buried in Southeast Missouri. Alexander Gibney was born about 1750 in Dilltown, East Wheatfield Township, Pennsylvania, to Alexander and Anne Gibney. Alexander married Rebecca Ramsey in 1777 in Virginia. They were living in Hampshire County, Pennsylvania during the Revolutionary War. Alexander is credited with furnishing supplies, probably supporting the war because his brother John served as a corporal in the 7th Pennsylvania Line. He is shown in Captain Robert Wilson's company on January 2, 1777, when the Army was in camp at Morristown, New Jersey. Some histories recount that as the colonies became too crowded, so the Gibneys and the Ramsey family moved first to Henderson, Kentucky area for several years, and later to the Spanish territory near Cape Girardeau. The family's travels can be traced through the land records and the birth of the children. The Gibney family received 1,200 acres of Spanish land grant in 1797, and buildings of poplar and cypress logs were built. Alexander died in 1804, so the care of the children and the estate fell upon the widow, Rebecca Gibney. She was a remarkable woman, says Douglas. She continued to live on the Spanish grant her husband had received until her death in 1840. The descendants of Alexander started building a permanent home in 1808 that became known as Elmwood Manor, modeled after Dalhousie Castle in Scotland. Elmwood still stands today, and the Dalhousie Golf Club is located on land that once belonged to the Gibney family. The Gibneys had at least 4 sons and 3 daughters. In Cape Girardeau County, the legacy of the Gibney family can be seen today at Old McHenry Chapel. Alexander's son John had a son named James who married Mary Elizabeth Williams. The Williams farm near Jackson, Missouri, hosted Methodist circuit riders, and eventually James Gibney helped to build the chapel that still stands on the grounds today. While the final resting place of Alexander Gibney is not known, it is believed that he would have been buried in the Gibney family cemetery that had been located just north of Ansel, now Scott City, Missouri. The Gibney graves were moved from the old Gibney Cemetery to Mount Zion Cemetery around 1987 or 1988, and they are now located at the front of the cemetery facing Cherry Street. This is Pamela Johnson. If you would like more information about Alexander Gibney, go to krcu.org.